All right, now, good evening to you guys. I'm pleased to join. Hope you guys are great. All right, now, that's what I write. Yeah, the United States got told, all right, now, this day, all right, now, about their counterfeit stock. Okay, let me explain it. No money has came for me in the last 3 years since the stock existed. Okay, Father God Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit gave me Ripple. Father God Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit gave me Ripple, my extraction that the Lord gave to me. There are zero human investments in it. You know, the United States invested nothing. You know, while they were trying to lynch me, frame me, rob me, kill me. But I didn't care trying to put me on the streets to kill me. I slept outside on the streets twice last year. I had so-called family talk crap about me, but nobody helped me. Do you understand that? All right, now, while the racists was printing them up a counterfeit stock, okay, all this is going on while they were lynching me, trying to frame me. They made me homeless. They dried up my work. They got me kicked. That's how they saw the prayer calls. They saw the extensions. They saw me talk to my landlord. They saw me go before a judge to argue to keep my house. They saw all that, all right? Now, as they were saw all that because they were causing it, lynching me, they made them a counterfeit stock. What that means is they made them a counterfeit stock. Basically, they were trying to destroy me, humiliate, make me look crazy. They were trying to make me look crazy by saying I can handle my own stuff. But lo and behold, this racist old baby murdering Nazi killer Joe Biden, his old crackhead killer son, all right, no Nazi Jewish hating killer son, you know, a Jewish killing son, his old Jewish killing Joe Biden, does that make sense? All right, no, started to lynch me and drop my work. They got me kicked outside. I went before a judge. They didn't say anything. I got on call prayer parties about them drying up my work. They didn't say anything. I changed drawers 3 times. They didn't say anything. They stole a $1,200 rent check from me. They stole my money. They stole my whole check. They didn't say anything. They locked me out of all my accounts. One morning I woke up when I first moved. I couldn't log into anything, so I changed jobs. I argued with these folks my money back for 2 weeks, but it didn't help the cries. I felt like crying. I had just moved. All right, and I called prayer parties saying these folks are drying up my money. They're not letting me work. They were starving me. They were humiliating me. Now, as they were doing all this stuff, my money was in the United States. They started writing fraud checks. They took my money out of the United States. By Jesus' wisdom and goodness, the Lord took it out of here. I would never proceed to go against the wisdom of Jesus and put my money back in the United States. Never. These racist folks start making up fraud stocks. As they were lynching me, they made up fraud stocks. As they were starving me, they made up fraud stocks. As they did over 10 months of torture against me, they made up fraud stocks, right? As they were trying to frame me, they made up fraud stocks. Mind you, they did not have my signature, but they were trying to lynch me. They understood they didn't have my signature. They were trying to frame me. They understood they didn't have my signature. They got me kicked outside and tried to make me look crazy. They understand they didn't have my signature. They were starving me. They understand they didn't have my signature. They start calling the Klan, saying, lie on this nigger, hang this nigger, get rid of this nigger. This is stuff they actually did and said. They didn't know they didn't have my signature. They start calling me black bitches, niggers. Say I got ahead of white people, start calling it a counterfeit. Granted, now, everybody is not a racist. If you're not a racist like Mitch and Joe McConnell, Joe McConnell, because, yeah, I mean, hey, you know, if you're not racist like them and his old crackhead, you know, not Jewish baby, you know, murdering son and Jewish baby murdering Joe Biden, please don't be offended, right? All right, no, but as the lynching was going on, they made them up counterfeit stock. Okay, why is the United States creating a counterfeit stock? Okay, now, what the United States has been doing is in its racism, selling counterfeit stock. And they've been calling it everything, trying to pretend like it's my stock. Okay, I own 100% of everything I extract. The United States got told in 2021, they said, okay, everything she extracts, she can have it. Everything that I extract, I own 100% of it. The United States can never take any percentage of it. You see, in my money, you got 100% is, you know, you see 100% of my money is intact, right? The United States could take none of my money. Does that make sense? By Jesus' goodness, I own 100%. I am not giving the United States no pretend. Why would I give the United States 70% of my money? I take 30. They're so racist and stupid. And then these racists try to double back, talk about they're going to steal all of it. Okay, so the racists are, okay, let me explain. This is very racist. The racists are making counterfeit stock. There's no individual in Apple stock that belongs to me. Does that make sense? No. I told you my stuff is called Ripple. And I myself have not issued any stocks. So if I myself own 100% and I have not issued any stocks, it's counterfeit what they've been buying. They have not been exchanging money with me. My money is intact. Nobody's been able to touch it. By Jesus' goodness, by Jesus, I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. No matter how many of these pomp men been looking at my money, by Jesus' goodness, despite them trying to humiliate me, embarrass me, frame me, they make me homeless. I slept outside on the streets. I slept outside in the streets like some wild animal. They starved me like some wild animal. They dried up my work. They got me kicked outside. Like I was showing this morning, they were drying up my work. I got an $82 check after working for 2 weeks because they were drying up my work trying to make me homeless again because they don't have my signature and they were trying to frame me. They were trying to frame me to force and coerce my signature. Does that make sense? Because they don't have my signature and I haven't signed anything, they can't steal any of my money by Jesus, by Jesus' mercy. Does that make sense right now? His grace and his mercy. I thank God for Jesus. They can have it. The U.S. citizenship. I'm not giving the United States a decimillion dollars. Not just that, check this out. I'm not extracting anything else on the North American continent. That's in proximity to Jesus willing. I'm not extracting anything else on the North American continent. I did not make these folks wake up and be racist. I didn't make these folks call me black bitches and niggers. I didn't make these folks make them up a counterfeit stock. They started selling people counterfeit stocks for their real money because they were so sure they could frame me and get rid of me. They were so sure that they could kill me on the streets and get rid of me. They were so sure they can get rid of me. They had the confidence to make up counterfeit stock. You had a baby, you had a Jewish baby murdering Nazi killer, you know, Joe Biden, all right, no, Blow Biden that, you know, lynched me for 317 days. Call Wall Street, these old racists there, and tell them to start making up counterfeits and like he already got a new place to get rid of the nigger, right? He'd be talking about me. He called the local Klan here. They got busted by the feds, planting Klan in place after they racist asses looked at me. They felt the need to plant Klan as racist as they are. Clearly, they didn't give me no breaks on anything. They felt the need to plant Klan as racist as they are. They felt the need to plant Klan because these racists would have went about anything against me that looked sideways about me, but there was nothing because I'm not a criminal. So they started planting Klan. Mind you, all alone in the background, they selling counterfeit stock. And they so hell-bent getting paid dividends for the counterfeit stock they chose to make. They did everything they power to frame me, right? All right, now you got all these pump men saying Howells and Wiles. They had an understanding that the stock they were buying is counterfeit. Howells and Wiles mean they have an understanding nobody talked to me. They have an understanding that nobody got in touch with me because they felt like they didn't have to get in touch with me. They felt like they could frame me to get rid of me. They felt like they could allow me and destroy my future, and they could just print up counterfeits and sell it to people. People took their real money. People were so... Warren Buffett, okay. Warren Buffett is a good example. Warren Buffett is such a shithole racist. He took his real money and bought 900 million shares of counterfeit stock. The United States got told in 2021, no matter what I extract, no matter how much it is, I can have it, it's mine. I own it, right? That's why I'm not extracting anything else in the United States. They'll never pop up and do this again, Jesus willing. No, not ever. If I don't extract it, it does not exist. Ask that little pomp boy Johnson. They got the little racist here trying to steal my formula and trying to copy it, but by Jesus' grace and mercy, he couldn't. He went to websites and got over a million results wrong. A million results is over $20 trillion. It's over at least $10 trillion. It's in the trillions, though, depending on what the value of them are, right? But he got trillions of dollars in results wrong to the fact that it made their stomach drop to their toes. He got so many results wrong, right? With fear. Does that make sense, okay? All right, no, that's for the Lord. All right, no, thank God for Jesus. He was trying to state, they tried to put that little racist boy here to steal from me so they could whitewash something. These racists told me Microsoft so much. They so racist and horrible. They tried to whitewash my identity. They tried to lie that I don't exist. And they tried to pretend, well, I was okay. Joe Scarborough is a black man. Joe Scarborough's great-grandparent is completely black. Joe Scarborough's own grandparent is mixed race with a black parent. Joe Scarborough's own parent, his own parent that gave birth to him. All right, no, whose body he came for, a man or woman. I write now, that's for is mixed race, keeps in a violating people's privacy. Okay, I'm not talking about that. Okay, Joe Scarborough is a black man. They put into the back door to Freemasons, said just to let any niggers know about it. He put his female relatives, like Warren Buffett has a granddaughter in the Freemasons that is a biological female like me. He put his female, he put his female relatives, I said like that, into the Freemasons as a black man when they thought he was white because he left. When he said, when they said nigger, he left. Biden called black people roaches, he left because he was passing for white, Joe Scarborough. I like to say pretending to be white. Passing just sounds like such a old term. But Joe Scarborough was pretending to be white, but despite Joe Scarborough being completely black with a black grandparent, he looked very fair-skinned. So Joe Scarborough was pretending to be black. He was pretending to be white, excuse me. They let him into the back door of Freemasons with his black relatives that look white like him, but they're black. All right, no, so the back door, there's no back door to the Freemasons. There's a back door that the races have been using for generations. All right, no, to the fact that there are white men, there were 5,000 white women in Freemasons, a couple of black women too, thanks to Joe Scarborough being a black man lying about being white. But they're in the Freemasons. Mind you, I'm not trying to deal with these assholes, these shitholes. I ain't trying to be belong to no Satan worshiping group. You're right, I'm going to the bank. Does that make sense? They've worshipped Satan faithfully in the Freemasons for how many other years? 200, 300 years. And Satan has never delivered money like this to the fact that they crying about Jesus blessing me with money like this. Father God, Jehovah poured out this money. Lord Jesus poured out this money. Lord Holy Spirit poured out this money. And I'm not a Freemason. I believe in Jesus. I worship and I extol Jesus. I exalt Jesus. I do not worship the devil. Right? The Lord God, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit poured out this money, my money. The destiny $1 million is because of Jesus. How come they worship Satan faithfully, you know, doing all this stuff, and in no years could he ever deliver money like this, right? Because he don't have the power to. Jesus did, though. He delivered on it in his liquid money. It's not pretend. His liquid money is not pretend. And not just that, by Jesus' wisdom, I can go extract more. People sell gold, People sell diamonds extracted. People sell rubies and emeralds extracted. People sell sapphires extracted. You did see the diamonds, rubies, emeralds extracted, right? Okay, so by Jesus' wisdom, by Jesus, you know, because I don't have power like this, I'm nobody without Jesus, right? All right, now I can extract liquid money or I can extract diamonds, right? Real diamonds. Okay, so they said everything I extract, whether it be real liquid money, real money, cash money, or diamonds or whatever, or sapphires or emeralds or rubies, I can have it. Anything I extract is mine. Right? United States got told this. And they tried to terrorize me, humiliate me. They tried to frame me 3 times. A week before the president, they called the Klan here again and got busted by the feds again. They got busted again here. They got busted a second time here. And they're looking at them. Does that make sense? All right, now these old racist preachers, all right, now that's for the Lord, all right, now I'm not going to be calling these clowns names, start reaching out, and these are racist preachers, right? They start reaching out, all of them are not racist, they start reaching out to the Klan, saying, frame and lie. I thought the Lord says, do not bear false witness to your neighbor. The Lord says, do not covet, do not covet, do not covet anything your neighbor sells, okay? If the Lord has spoken through these folks at the top and told the people in the United States, okay, anything I extract belongs to me. At that point, that's covetousness. At that point, that's envy, that's jealousy. At that point, right? What's up? United States started making counterfeit stocks that have no ties to me. See, they would have a tie to me if I issued the stocks, but you kept having racists saying they didn't have to talk to me. They could just frame me and get rid of me, call me black bitches and niggers and saying it's a counterfeit. They've been sitting around for 3 years waiting for me to extract heavy amounts. 2 years, excuse me. They've been sitting around for 2 years waiting for me to extract more fraud. The last time I heavily extracted fraud by Jesus' wisdom was in 2022. You've seen a $10 million in liquid cash because Father God Jehovah poured it out, because the Lord Jesus poured it out, because the Lord Holy Spirit poured it out, because I'm here to tell you, I'm a speck of dust. I do not have power like that. The Lord makes it explicitly clear in Deuteronomy 8:18. The Lord says he gives us the power to get wealth. I am a person, right? What the Lord says give, I will give. I'm not giving to ministries like TD Jakes. I'm saying flat out, I am not giving to places like TD Jakes. That is not a ministry. I don't care who feels what about me. I'm not giving to racists that want to terrorize, lynch, kill, and harm people and destroy people's futures by being willing to lie on people. That is not happening. No. Right? It is my money. No, I'm not just that. I'm not extracting anything else in the United States, so they'll never pull this shit again and get up with their hands up thinking they can make demands. These old racist folks, and these old shitholes like Obama and T.D. Jakes. God forgive me for cussing. Obama and T.D. Jakes in some ways are just as bad. I'm not saying they went over to the Middle East like Biden and started murdering Jewish children and men and women. I'm not saying that, but they're just as bad in the sense that they will stomp you down, they will kick you down, they will delay you and terrorize you just so they can remain the center of attention. They're so stupid. I'm not dealing with that either, right? Okay. We talked about reparations. The Lord wants to do that. That's not because of me. That's because of the Lord, right? You get $500,000. If you have dependents, they get $50,000 apiece. You can have 5 dependents, okay? All right, no, that means 5 of your dependents get $50,000. You're left with $250,000. We talked about normal Americans getting $100,000 apiece. Jesus willing. All right, no, nobody gave me anything. Ripple was started with zero. Nobody gave me nothing. There were no investments, nothing. They gave me nothing. The Lord God Jehovah by his son Jesus, by the phenomenal wisdom and genius of the Holy Spirit, poured this out from his throne. They looked high and low. They asked America to produce an investment. They asked America to produce an investment into Ripple. They asked America, they've been asking America, okay, and produce your investments into Ripple. Produce your investments into her creating Ripple. The Lord created Ripple, not me. The Lord Jesus created Ripple. I can't even take glory for that. The extraction, right, my extraction. They told them to, but asked Joe Scarborough about being a black man that was able to pretend he white for 61 years. Nobody knew. He even worked in Congress in Washington. He had friends in the intelligence community, and they didn't know he was a black man. Ask Joe Scarborough about how real Ripple is, right? The fact that he is a black man, right? That lied about being white for 61 years. He even used the back door to Freemasons when they thought he was a white man. Putting his female relatives into the Freemasons. Well, they kept lying howls and wows to the whole world. These racists got to the whole world and lied howls and wows. But put a black man through the door thinking he was white. What's up? They did confirm that Joe Scarborough, as a black man pretending to be white, has female relatives in the Freemasons that he put there that are black like him, right? All right, no, that's Lord. But check this out. So the United States started to create counterfeit stocks. I did not issue the stocks. I own 100% of everything I extract. I'm not extracting anything else in the United States. They'll never pull this bullshit again. Ever. Never. Jesus willing, no. Ask Prince William that kings are asking me to come to their countries and extract. Ask Prince William, kings, queens, princesses, prime ministers, chancellors, rulers, presidents, right? You know, does that make sense right now? Dukes and duchesses are asking me to come to their countries and do the extraction because they want to make some money. ex-Prince William how kings and queens and empresses across the globe saying, okay, oh my God, this is so amazing. I'm not amazing. Jesus is amazing. They get to see the power of Jesus. They get to see the authority of Jesus. They get to see the splendor of Jesus. They get to see the genius of Jesus. I have no genius. Jesus is the genius. Jesus is amazing. Jesus is phenomenal. Jesus is incredible. Father God, Jehovah is incredible. He is amazing. The Lord God, Jehovah, the Lord, Holy Spirit is genius, amazing, and wonderful. I am a human. I am a speck of dust. The Lord just chose to be good to me. But across the entire world, kings, queens, princesses, presidents, chancellors, prime ministers, rulers are asking me to come to their countries and extract fraud. Like, oh my God, this is so amazing. Oh my God, please tell her to come here. Please tell her to come here, extract fraud. We want to make some money too. Please tell her to come here. America could not make any money because remember, these racists thought they could bypass me, lie on me, frame me, and get rid of me. They tried to make me homeless to make me look crazy as if I was like stupid and I couldn't handle my own household while they dropped my work to stab me. Since they not only tried to make me look crazy, they tried to lynch me, frame me, do evil against me. They tried to kill me by putting me on the streets to stab me since even for stress. What's up, right? Humiliate me and embarrass me. Does that mean, says, what did William say about Kate Middleton? Said, Kate Middleton watched the stream of me all day long, saying, unless Kate is sleeping, Kate is watching me. He was saying, look, okay, William made a post today about that. He said, stop watching her. You know, he don't let Kate Middleton watch me. It ain't romantic, though, hell. No, he said, stop watching. He said, you hate her so much, you're saying you want to go, but you can't stop watching her. All right, no, that's the Lord, all right, no. But it's just insane to me, all right, no, that's the Lord, all right, no. It's crazy, but, you know, they called over to England when I was going to the bank last year for my own money. They told the racist to help block me going to the bank, and they tried to pull up the Middleton family, but they didn't say what was going on in the Middleton family. We already talked about that. America realized they have no ties to me. America realized they had not talked to me. America tried to frame me and lie on me and destroy my life to get rid of me. In the background, they telling America, no matter what I extract, it belongs to me. They made counterfeit stock. As they were lynching me, they made counterfeit stock, and they were selling their counterfeit stock to people for real money. As they were trying to frame me, they made counterfeit stock. As they were trying to lie on me, they made counterfeit stock. Right? They got told to take their counterfeit stock back to Wall Street by Jesus' goodness. They got told that I am not responsible for their counterfeit stock. I did not issue that stock. They said halls and walls, which means they had a full understanding nobody had talked to me from top to bottom. So they knew they were buying counterfeit stock. And they got told if they go bankrupt, that's between them and Wall Street. Right? I have nothing to do with America and their counterfeit stock. I'm not extracting anything else Jesus willing in America because I'm not going to deal with the racism. It's not okay to frame and destroy somebody's life for something you put no investments into. You put no development into. You put nothing into, but you want to have a problem. You say, pull yourself up by the bootstraps. The Lord can pull you up by the bootstraps, and then people that are so racist and people like T.D. Jakes and Obama, they will still have a problem with you and still try to destroy you. Black bitches in cotton fields are calling me niggers and saying I'm royal. What they say, I'm not, you know, I'm a nigger and I can be royal, and they need to stole my blood at my house. I don't know what they try to do, my lineage, my bloodline. They're trying to see if I have a royal bloodline. I don't know as to why, but I guess dealing with my money. So they were trying to, they went for my blood in my house. I'm a woman, you know, I had a gush. I'm not going to go into that, you know, periods. I'm a woman. I had a gush last year, so they stole my underclothes. All right, and I live by myself. You know, there's no wash out. There's no washing laundry mat out there. All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, no, but I had a gush overnight. You know, I'm a woman, and I had a gush. My period was on, and they stole my underclothes. And they ran my blood. And they said I'm completely royal, like the royals in the Windsor Castle, okay? Does that make sense? Right now, when I have kids, that's blood to go to my kids, right? Basically, right now, the same royal bloodline, that's in me, right? I don't know why they need to see if I had a royal bloodline, but they stole my blood to see if I'm royal. When they saw that I'm royal, I matched Prince William, I matched Queen Victoria and all the royals across England. I matched Queen Elizabeth, I matched King Charles, I matched them. We got the same bloodline, despite me being black in America, right? So they ran my blood. It was in my dad and my grandma. That's where it's from. So after they ran my blood, they still kept trying to frame me. After they saw I got a royal bloodline, they still kept trying to frame me. Despite me having a royal bloodline, because these racists don't care about that, they still tried to frame me over and over again, despite them seeing I have a royal bloodline. They still tried to humiliate me and embarrass me. Despite me having a royal bloodline, they still make me homeless. Despite me having a royal bloodline, they had the blood test proven I had a royal bloodline. They still kept trying to steal from me. Despite me having a royal bloodline, they still made up them counterfeit stocks, thinking they could frame me to steal my money and lynch me and do evil against me. Despite me having a royal bloodline, they still did torture against me for 317 days. Despite me having a royal bloodline, right now they still starved me like some wild animal. Despite me having a royal bloodline, they dried up my work and treated me like some wild animal. Right, America knew it was buying counterfeits that are worthless, right? So America has been told to take their counterfeit worthless stock back to Wall Street. And 100% of the money you see in counting up, the deaths of millions, all of it's mine. The Lord gave it to me. Isn't God amazing? These folks terrorized me and tried to steal from me for 3 years. But look at what Jesus did for me. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. Good evening, right? That is fair, right? That they have to take their counterfeits back to Wall Street because they had an understanding. They were creating counterfeits and they were like banking on being able to allow me, frame me, and steal from me or kill me on the streets to steal my money, right? So they had full understanding. They were issuing counterfeits. They had no way to make money like that. It's been 3 years. They have not made money like that because they can't by Jesus' goodness, right? That's what. So I'm going over to Europe and Asia so that people can make some money by offering some stocks myself. But the United States is blocked. I'm going to extract them in such a way that the United States won't be able to buy them. I hope you guys are well and greater, right? No, good evening. I didn't start this, right? You can't treat people any type of way because of the color of their skin. That is not right. I would never wake up to proceed to trap me. Biden woke up one day and he started lynching me. Just like he woke up one day, he started lynching me one day. He started drawing up my money one day. He started drawing up my work one day. He started stealing my rent check one day. You know, that's what he started drawing up. He started stealing, kicking me, got me kicked out of my house one day. He woke up. This man started terrorizing me one day. He woke up saying he gonna frame me, calling me black bitches and niggers. Despite me doing no sin or no wrong against him, I'm a private citizen. He targeted me. He did all manner of evil against me, saying I'm black and I got ahead of white people. What's up? Biden woke up one day and he started murdering Jewish men, women, and children, burning babies alive, seeing the intelligence reports in Jerusalem, in Israel, not just Jerusalem, in Israel. He kept bombing to do more killings. He's so racist. Biden woke up one day and called the Klan here and in this local, small-ass racist town, and they got caught by the federal government having to plant Klan that they looked at me as racist as they are. And clearly they gave me no breaks looking at me as racist as they are, and they felt the need to plant Klan if these racists looked at me. The federal government looked at me. The best experts and lawyers in the nation looked at me for 3 years with no evil to the fact that the local people looked at me too, and they saw no evil. Then they started planting Klan, right, when the racist man in the White House got in touch with them. The baby killer Nazi murdering racist Joe Biden, his killer crackhead son. What's up? Okay, they had a full understanding they were buying counterfeits to the fact they did everything they could to destroy me, to steal my money, to make good on the counterfeits, right? So they are bankrupt by choice, right? You had these old so-called men saying hows and wows, so they had an understanding that nobody had talked to me about counterfeits, right? And if they want to see me mistreated and like I just didn't matter. They had an understanding of the cruelty and the stuff that was taking place. They still kept buying all those counterfeits. So now they're responsible for it, and if they go bankrupt, they told them that's their business, right? I'm not helping them. They have to take it back to Wall Street. And a lot of them are bankrupt at this moment because its value is zero, as the United States got told by Jesus' goodness again today. I have to go to Europe and Asia. They offer places like Canada, Mexico, Africa, right now, Australia, and Europe, different places that could not buy stock before because the United States is so fucked up and racist, so they can go buy stock this time in Jesus' name, right? I hope that, not just that, we're 143 days in, Shrek is lying, all these lies on me, but you notice how there are no whispers or gossip or anything about me as a kid, not one lie, not one rumor, not one, these country-ass folks, I'm like, okay, the country folks, in 300 days, the country folks have had no lie to tell about me, they've had no story to tell about me, you got some dumb slut that spams people, I'm like, okay, don't lie on me, get your ugly self on the phone, anything your ugly face desires. You can ask people about me. Ask people direct questions about me. Don't whisper about me. Get on the phone. Ask direct questions about me. Don't gossip about me. Ask direct questions about me. Ask direct questions about me. We are 145 days in. This dumb whore ain't got 144. Excuse me. This dumb whore ain't got on the phone yet. 144 days. She can ask direct questions about me. She can ask direct questions about me. She can start direct conversations about me. She ain't got to gossip and spam people. She can ask directly about me. Ask anybody anything about me because I haven't touched anybody. Ask anybody anything about me ever. Anything about me. And she can't get ugly ass on the phone in 144 days because she lied. There's zero rumors about me. Ask about any rumors about me. She can't because she lied. She can get on the phone and ask anything her ugly ass face desires. But because she's so jealous and ugly, she just popped ugly ass up and start lying to me one day. What's up? We are 144 days in. This dumb whore can't get on the phone because she lied. She can get on the phone with anything, anybody her ugly ass face desire. Remember now, before the feds came behind the scenes, she had questioned people about me for years, tens of millions of questions, even stuff she made up trying to like stir rumors. She can't even get on the phone about that. Ho, gross, disgusting, Craig. No lie, not one, right? No ho, no gross, no disgusting. I haven't touched anybody. 144 days in. Some ugly whore lied because she got jealous about William. She jealous of her man not wanting her, so she lied. She's jealous about a man that wanted her. She can't ask direct questions about me. She keep dodging the phone because of ugly stuff like anything her ugly, jealous face desires, she can ask. And she can't get on the phone in 144 days because she lied. Thank you guys so much.